Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, September 21st, 2009. Israeli military attacks leave two dead in Gaza, while settlers destroy farmlands in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian men have been killed by Israeli tank shells east of Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza on Sunday evening. The two men were members of armed Palestinian resistance factions. Early on Monday morning, the Israeli Air Force shelled the tunnel's border area in Rafah in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Eyewitnesses stated that at least four missiles were fired into the areas. Damage was reported, but no injuries. An Israeli army spokesperson claimed that the shelling targeted three tunnels used by Palestinian gunmen to smuggle arms into the Gaza Strip. The spokesperson added that the shelling were also carried out in retaliation to two homemade shells fired by Palestinian fighters on both Saturday night and Sunday. Elsewhere, a group of armed Israeli settlers destroyed Palestinian-owned lands in northern West Bank, while the military kidnapped four farmers who tried to stop the attack. Settlers came on Monday afternoon to lands owned by farmers from the villages of Jit and Amatin, both located near Nablus city, and set it on fire, witnesses reported. When farmers tried to stop the settlers from the attack and put the fire out, Israeli troops guarding the settlers attacked the farmers and detained four of them. On Monday at dawn, Israeli forces invaded the village of Bel'in, central West Bank, and attacked a number of homes there. According to sources in the village, Israeli troops attacked the house of Muhammad Yassin, Yassin Yassin, and Abdullah Abu Rahma. Soldiers searched and ransacked the three homes. The soldiers delivered letters to all three families demanding that the three men go to Ofer military camp near the village for an interview with the Israeli Secret Service. Abdullah Abu Rahma is the coordinator of the Bel'in Popular Committee Against the Wall. The village of Bel'in has become a focal point for the nonviolent resistance movement in Palestine, holding peaceful protests every Friday for the last 4 years. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.